kind of prefer Marvel movies.
We are Marvel.
Yeah, but you know, you're Marvel licensed by Fox.
It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
Hey, that's it. I'm done. I've had it with all this Nickelback hating, all right? You think that makes you cool with the cool kids in school, Fred?
No, it just makes me right.
It doesn't.
They're overproduced, formulaic, ear garbage.
Oh, really? You know who might disagree with that? Facts. 50 million albums worldwide. 11th best-selling musical act of all time. Billboard's most successful rock group of the last decade. 6 Grammy nominations, 12 Juno Awards. Those count. 6 Billboard Music Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 1 People's Choice Award, Canadian, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Sorry. I thought we were just having fun. I didn't realize it was
You know, you were, You gotta say, you were nicer as a kid.
Tired of living like a blind man. Sick of sight of a sense of feeling. This is how you remind me.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. Say sorry, was written on a different story.
That I've been wrong, I've been down to the bottom of every bottle.
Yes, we are
Nickelback.
Region Nerd Alert.
Oh, man.
Man, now it's getting sweaty and hot in here.
It is.
But I'm Jose Rodriguez, your host of a very special episode. All episodes are special. Of Region Nerd Alert. And you're listening on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM or streaming worldwide on lakeshorepublicradio.org or Spotify or Apple Podcast.
Or the NPR One app.
Or the NPR One app. And if you're a fan of Stitcher, we may be on it. Never checked it. Should have checked it.
Probably should have checked it.
But tell us if we are on there, because that'd be cool, by following our Facebook page, which is just Region Nerd Alert on Facebook. Find us, follow us, subscribe, do all that. And we do have a YouTube page now, so that's cool. So go to YouTube, find Region Nerd Alert. Hopefully we'll be on one of the... We just started on that, so that might be a little bit hard to find. But you can find the links and all that to our Facebook as well. And we're also making a Discord. I just made a... threw something together, but we're still working on Discord stuff, so join the Discord. I sent the link on the Facebook today as well for that. But how are you all doing today?
Fine and dandy.
Pretty good.
Living.
Living. And before we get into this very, very special topic, let's go around the horn and introduce my wonderful cast.
I'm Mike, aka Thick Boy, 3Cs, 3Is, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can find my photography at Singularity Photography.
There we go. There we go. And can people hit you up for photos?
Absolutely. Hit me up on that. Their Instagrams.
Nice, nice. And to his left, we have...
My name's Skyler. You can find me on Twitter at officially OVA, O-V-A. And then from there, you can go to my Bandcamp. Or you can just go directly to Bandcamp and type in O-V-A-L-Y-E-A, which is A-L-Y-E-A. Find me on there.
There we go. And he does the intro and outro music for Region Nerd Alert. And to his left, we have the lovely Miss
Heather. I am Deli Hams with one S on Twitter and two S's on Instagram.
There we go. There we go. And I seen you streaming recently.
Yeah, Heather? Yesterday, right?
I believe so. The Final Fantasy stuff.
Monday night. Yeah.
Yeah, Monday. Yeah.
I was streaming. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you wanting to do more with that?
I mean, I like doing it, but also a terrible fear of the community in general. So, you know.
That's a very valid fear. Very valid fear.
I mean, if you want to see me streaming, you can find me at Delibean on Twitch.
Nice.
I'm not like our guest star, Tanya Tuna, who has a set schedule, and she's partnered. I do it when my friends want to watch a game. So...
Sounds about cool. I do the same thing. I'm like, hey, if you guys want to see me... you know, Fall and Fall Guys, then.
Oh, yeah.
Or Fallout.
I love Fall Guys.
But,
Fallout Guys?
Yep. Hey, isn't that that pop punk band back then? The Fallout guys?
I feel like Skylar has some words about it.
That was so good.
Oh, man.
I'm dying behind this mask.
I'm glad my joke was good.
Oh, that was great.
But let's open the door with that. Who here is a fan of pop punk, like back in the 2000s to the...
Man, what are you talking about? I love that stuff.
Recently I am. I'm just now slowly getting into it.
Really?
Yeah. I was back in them days, in the Beyond days, I was more like in death metal and black metal.
You know what? That's true.
Yeah, I was real into death and black metal and all that stuff, and like I slowly like gotten away from that and moved into the more pop punk stuff.
Nice. What were you going to say, Scott? Were you going to say something?
Oh, I don't like those Pop Goes Punk CDs, like those cover songs where they just make pop songs into punk songs.
Oh, people are actually, I seen on my Facebook, they're trying to get it one for 2020. It's like, we need a Pop Goes Punk for 2020. And I think they want like, what's that band? Not Sleeping with Sirens, Bless the Fall. One of those bands, they want them to cover... Sleeping with Sirens. They want Sleeping with Sirens to do WAP, the new Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion song. They're like, there's so much more music to be punkified. Well, pop punkified. But with that, our discussion today is of guilty pleasures. Now, in Region Nerdler, I want to create a safe space where you can like whatever you want with the confines of the law, of course. And, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to like what you like. But I know sometimes, especially in the past, you know, there were certain things, certain stigmas that were sort of attached to liking certain things. Like, you know, maybe back in the day when you were a nerd and liking Star Wars or Star Trek or listening to, like, Rush, maybe you'd get made fun of, you know. But nowadays it's definitely changed a lot, you know. They're pretty popular now, but... Excuse me. But so today we're just going to talk about, you know, some of our deepest guilty pleasures, but something that you know, that's not widely accepted as much.
Things that we enjoy but isn't popular necessarily.
Yeah. Even though the internet has opened up the niche market, there's definitely still a mainstream. There's definitely still, like, subsects and stuff.
Yeah.
So, let's open it up. Open up this bit. But, Mike, well, what do you got? What
oh, man.
Off right now?
Okay, I'm going to start off with what I think is criminally underappreciated, but everybody seems to hate them. Batman and Robin and Batman Forever. I love those movies so much because they're so ridiculous.
They are pretty heavily criticized a lot.
Everybody, I went on Rotten Tomatoes for both of them. Mm-hmm. Batman and Robin is sitting at 11% critic, 16% audience. Batman Forever is 39% critic, 32% audience. Those numbers should be way higher. Way, absolute, way higher.
Batman Forever was there to sell toys. And I was the consumer.
I was the consumer.
And I was the consumer. I love that movie.
We are the target audience for that movie.
The moment they introduced a blacklight gang, like a blacklight themed gang in that movie, I was sold.
That Batmobile was like, oh, that's a toy, and I want it.
The absurdity of Gotham City, like... How does anybody get around in that city? Everything is giant statues.
And so close
together. It's so ridiculous. I love that movie. And nobody loves these movies. I love these movies.
That is my favorite part about going into like the Emporium or the Beercade or some bar in Chicago is when they're playing movies and the movies is like that blacklight scene from Batman or like a Ninja Turtles lair. Like they're usually playing those two movies.
It's so good. I think what people hate on a lot is the ridiculous scene where Robin in which one is it? Batman and Robin. I always get these two confused, but the one where they're fighting Poison Ivy and
the reversal.
Reversal where he's coming out of the water.
Let's not get it wrong. All of Batman and Robin's pretty bad. Ice puns included.
Oh, they're terrible. They're terrible movies, but like people like actually hate these movies, and I don't understand why. They're so good.
Because they haven't unlocked the drinking game versions of them.
They're so bad, they're good. That's like the whole
right.
thing. Yeah.
It's so good. Like, but like I always see people like vehemently hating these movies, and I'm like, why? What is like it? Like there are other movies out there that are bad.
Like it's
this one is funny bad.
It's hard to like criticize something too that's made for pure, I guess, entertainment and less like the art, because there's definitely a lot of work putting into all these movies, even
yeah.
like the ones that are considered bad, you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think if a comic book movie or any sort of movie that's like has toys and all that and it's geared mm-hmm. towards aesthetics, I feel like its only real failure is like if it's boring, hence Suicide Squad. Because I finally watched it this past, I forgot when I watched it.
Oh, you poor soul.
And I gotta say, like, it was worse than a bad movie, because if we're considering like Batman Forever and those like bad movies,
yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed those movies. Suicide Squad is just unseasoned chicken.
Like, I will not be rewatching Suicide Squad for a long
chicken.
Time.
The replayability is so
it's non-existent. Like
they turned Harley Quinn into just Margot Robbie eye candy. Like I didn't like her as Harley Quinn. To be
oh
honest.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's that movie's got a myriad of problems that I.
It was just boring. Everything was like cliche and boring. There was too many characters in it.
I'm glad we all agree here.
Yeah,
I've finally seen it. I could say, it's just very monotonous.
Yeah, like this isn't the spot for me to go off my tangent about it.
Right.
But just like we're like talking about bad movies, like there are, like you said, the bad movies that are.
We're here at Region Nerd. Like, we accept all of your guilty pleasures.
Except Suicide Squad.
That's the blacklisted one.
Unless the new one's good. We don't know yet. It's not out.
Is it the second one?
I guess it's the second one, but it's basically a reboot.
I hope it's better.
A reboot? Like everyone's being recasted? Or?
Here's that same story.
Almost everybody's been recasted except for like a handful of people.
I can see them keeping Margot Robbie as...
She is, though,
yeah,
but I don't think she's in it.
Mm.
The guy who played Captain Boomerang in the first one is still Captain Boomerang in the second
Captain
one.
Captain Boomerang.
Listen, he is a staple
he's,
Flash villain.
He's absurd.
He is. They're all. He's a Flash villain.
At least
he's
better than Lieutenant Grapple or whatever that guy's name.
Oh, you're talking about Slipknot, the best character in the entire movie.
Lieutenant Grapple.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah, he was Slipknot. I almost called him Captain Slipknot. Slipknot was the best character in the movie.
Anyways, off on a tangent.
Yeah,
those Batman movies are great, though.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I feel no guilt.
Yeah.
Another one that I have on here is Plan 9 from Outer Space.
I don't think I've ever
you're
seen
in,
it.
Okay. You're in your own boat on that one.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
Plan 9 from Outer Space is so bad. Like, I'm talking, people consider it the worst movie ever made, and it is nothing.
Say the name one more time.
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Okay.
All right. This is not a good movie. I can't defend it being a good movie,
mm-hmm.
but it is so fun to watch. Because of how just stupid it is.
Okay.
You're like, there's scenes that were clearly shot in the daytime, and then they go to the same area, the
tungsten.
Same time, but it's pitch black.
Mm.
There's 15 people that walk out of a mausoleum that is maybe 5 by 5 foot. There's gravestones that are made out of cardboard that get bent and knocked over when people walk by them. It's
get bent while it's...
Seriously, you see like tombstones and everything just bend and crinkle when people walk by them. This is Bela Lugosi's last movie,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't finish filming it before he died. So there's Bela Lugosi as Dracula. I'm sorry, this movie is unbelievable. Okay, this features Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
It features the vampire girl whose name I can't remember, like his wife or something.
Draculette.
Whatever her name is. The Frankenstein-like guy and aliens.
Mm.
And the scenes where Bela Lugosi was in it, he was Dracula. But then they have a guy who came in after him to play Dracula, and you could clearly tell it's him. because you never see his face. He's constantly got this cape over his face.
So they recasted it, but just...
Whenever you see Dracula, if you watch this movie, whenever you see Dracula without the cape over his face, that is not Bela Lugosi.
Is that where the cape over the face shtick came from?
I don't know, but my God, it is so funny.
How old? Like, is it old?
It's old. It's like, I think, 50s.
Oh. I wonder if that is why.
It's so bad. I can't say it's a good movie, but if you want a good hearty belly laugh, watch this movie. It's so funny. Like, the plan makes no sense either.
There is a plan.
Humans develop a weapon that can destroy the galaxy, but in order for the aliens to stop the humans, they put a vampire and a zombie-like Frankenstein creature and Vampire's Bride to annihilate humanity in one area, in one city. Just those three people.
I gotta see it. Do you have it?
No, but it's not hard to find. It's absurd.
We gotta find it.
We have to.
So you thoroughly enjoy watching that movie?
I love that movie.
All right. Skyler, do you want to mention one?
Film-wise, everything that the canons... production has ever made is a guilty pleasure for me, because most of the time they're really bad. The one I'll mention the most is Masters of the Universe with Frank Langella and what's his name? If he dies. Dolph Lundgren is He-Man. Man, that movie's just so good. The nostalgia factor is a million for me. The performance from Frank Langella is a million for me. I love watching that movie to this day. More media that's probably really guilty considering I am a grown-ass man. I'll watch, like, the Indigo League of Pokemon still. I'll rewatch that. I'll rewatch the original, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Series.
I'd say it's more accepted nowadays, but, watching any sort of animated thing was such a taboo thing for adults, like in their 30s and stuff.
The first thing I did when I got Disney Plus was watch Tailspin. Literally the first thing I watched on there.
That also goes into the whole thing where, like, oh, it's a cartoon, so that's for kids, when in reality it's not. There's plenty of, like, animated stuff that's animated, and it's definitely for adults.
I think
adults.
It's still considered a guilty pleasure, though.
Do you feel guilt watching it?
Well, that
sometimes.
that's another thing, like, with guilty pleasure. Like, it's very vague, like, the definition. Like, we're probably, like, what we're talking about today is things that, you know, other people may feel, you know, guilty for watching. But we just want to create a space where it doesn't matter what your age is. You could watch, you know, whatever you want, you know, legality or whatever your parents let you, if you're younger, or if you're older, don't feel bad for watching
Tailspin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tailspin. You could watch not Bela Lugosi be a vampire in a black and white movie that's absurdly terrible.
Exactly. And if we don't mention something that you're really guilty watching, you know, send us a message or an email or something.
Tell us your guilty pleasures.
Yeah, tell us your guilty pleasures on Facebook. Read your nerd alert now. But,
wow, that's demanding. Do it.
But
do it.
Jeez.
Do it now.
Do it.
But you got any other ones, Skyler? Or we could go around the horn.
Yeah, because I really only have one more.
Okay.
And I think everyone knows.
Yeah, how about you, Heather? What's your...
I'm going to be really honest. Okay.
That's another thing. Be honest.
No, you're not going to like my answer here.
Oh, no.
I took 3 days. I took as long as as long as I could. I couldn't think of anything.
Not a single thing?
I mean, everything that I would think is a guilty pleasure was when I was a kid, when I would watch Pokemon, because that's not a girl's show, that's a boy's show. Mm. Or, like, I would watch Sailor Moon and that was on, and then my mom didn't like me watching that for whatever reason, so she would make me feel guilty watching that. But now I just don't care.
Oh, right.
I'm an adult.
The chains are off, all
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Like, I can watch Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Till, like, 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning. I don't care.
Falling asleep to Yu-Gi-Oh! Is so soothing.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well. You wake up and you're like, do-do-do-do-do-do. Like,
yeah, you just hear life points dinging down. Like, oh, God, is it me?
See, I do the, I would do the same thing.
No.
I would do the same thing only because Yugo is boring.
Wow.
They will exposit you to sleep.
That's fine.
We have reached dual altitude.
They'll send you to the shadow realm because you're fine. Passing out.
People who don't understand or have ever seen Yu-Gi-Oh! Really get offended by telling them, if you don't stop, I'm going to send you to the shadow realm. They get confused and they get offended.
They're like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? That's such a specific place.
It inflicts confusion and burn.
Like, they have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, they don't. You're like, what? I missed that whole section of my childhood. What are you talking about? I thought really hard about it.
What about in terms of music? Is there something that you like to listen to but will never tell anyone?
If you want me to ask my music, then I'm just like, I don't, like, I listen to alternative and, like, whatever sounds good. I know people don't like Imagine Dragons, but, like, every once in a while I'll listen to some of their songs, but I don't really care.
God, they really are awful, aren't they?
Yeah, that's awful.
That's awful. Like,
I really love them, though, because
they're so catchy, but it's like, I don't like them.
Oh, music-wise, yeah, but I was talking, like, in person, like, they do a lot for charity and nerd stuff.
They are,
like,
super nerds.
They love video game stuff. Like, they love League of Legends. Like,
I think they made a song for League of Legends.
God, maybe I'm just a hater.
Oh, God. Yeah, they did a really good League of Legends song that I listened to
sometimes. I think I'm just a hater.
They, like, the stuff that they play on the radio is not their best stuff. It's just something that catches because it's something that would be popular.
Right.
And
tell you what, though, I'm sick of that Switch song.
What Switch song?
First things first, second things second, third, the fourth, the fifth. Yeah. That one.
Third, the fourth, the fifth.
I was listening to the radio on my way to work one day, and I heard, like, four Imagine Dragon songs back to back to back. I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. Turn the radio off.
It's like radioactive, I think.
So here's the issue with this in general. Radio sucks.
Oh, this is before I had my fancy radio in that car.
Maybe you shouldn't say that on a radio
station. I mean,
AM radio sucks.
And I'm not talking about AM radio. I'm talking about, like, the radio that plays in the cars that you listen to on the way to work. Like, that, like, it's always the same kind of pop music over and over and over again.
Oh, like commercial, like,
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, commercial radio, like that
Yeah,
stuff.
Commercial radio.
Yeah, like that, not podcast. Like,
despite my other, I will not mention this, but I just got a job at a commercial radio station. Ooh.
Well.
Gotta bleep that out.
I told everyone who works here, I'm like, I'm going to slowly incorporate, like, our, like, Lakeshore logo onto them. Like, awful lot of Lakeshore stuff, like Parasite Them, if you've ever seen that movie.
Parasite Them.
Just slowly get all, like, hey, I know this person, that'd be perfect
just
for
be
you.
Like the thing and, like, be one on the inside. Just
eventually when the guards kick you out, man, your shoulders just open up and eat their hands.
You should have realized my other job was competition, because this is a coup. I never understood that. Like, when I was, like, part-time, I think I was at Macy's, and they didn't like that I worked at Target. And it's like, I understand, but at the same time,
I'm just working.
I need money. You're paying me, like, pennies. It's not worth my whatever Target's paying me to.
I'm not here for the everlasting gobstopper secret, okay? I just want to work.
That's how they treat it.
It's like, you can't, like, listen.
How are they stacking their pallets? I need to know.
Now, don't tell them our sale date's on Thursday. I tell them it's on Friday. Okay. Fingers crossed behind my back.
As you're live tweeting it behind your back.
Live tweet, it's a
It's just streaming it.
Man. Oh, my goodness.
Retail does really think you're out for the secret ingredient, though.
For real. I'm like, it's not that important. But, anyways.
Hit us with some of yours.
Yeah.
Nickelback? Nickelback's there. Let's talk about, defend Nickelback for me.
Yeah. Yeah, way more than me, probably.
Dude, how can you say this is lame?
Those are noble tones.
Noble tones.
Dude. No one knows. Like, Nickelback used to be heavy. They had the nu metal feel. They had the heavy rock feel. They even made some catchy southern rock stuff, all right? I'm driving black on black.
Train is coming off the track. Alas, blighted
My mom blasted this at a very young age. I always kept quiet for the Nickelback conversation because I was like, I actually really like Nickelback. Now, I'm not going to like defend them as in, because I think Deadpool did that in the beginning very well. But I don't know. I kind of looked up the where it started. And I apparently, for this old Comedy Central like show, one of the people mentioned they were talking about an article that said certain music invokes violence in people. And they were like saying, well, that's kind of vague and not true. And one of the comedians like, yeah, like I listen to Nickelback and I don't want to kill anybody but Nickelback. And then everyone started laughing and said it over the water cooler. And then just this huge thing spread of like just hating Nickelback for no reason. And then people like, you know, eventually, like because of the internet, they found deep reasons to hate them and stuff. But it essentially started with that. A canceled Comedy Central show from a comic no one's ever heard of. Yeah, that's honestly like now Trapped is the band to hate.
Oh, well, they have a reason though. Oh,
Trapped, man, is the new Nickelback. No, that's what I'm saying. There is a legitimate reason to hate Trapped.
If you want to hate that type of band, hate Trapped.
Oh yeah, Trapped is bad people.
What's that one song that they had?
Headstrong. Headstrong. I'll take on anyone.
Oh, you're doing a lot of justice, or I like you singing it better because the singer doesn't sound like he's taking on anyone.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? That how I sung that is how I sang all Nickelback songs.
Really?
Yeah. Headstrong, I'll take you on.
So it's also got a Creed tone to it.
Creed. That's a good Creed tone. But yeah, Trapped is that's the real bad band.
Yeah.
Creed's another one that like,
oh,
I love Creed songs and most people hate Creed, I feel.
I will defend Nickelback to death, but Creed?
Creed, you have to separate the artist from the music.
Yes.
You cannot like Scott Stapp. You can like Creed and the music, because all the music's actually got really good...
Creed is great music.
Creed is great music.
On record.
Good
Creed
stuff.
Is great music. Scott Stapp, terrible man.
Terrible person.
Terrible human being. He's a... 6 feet from the edge.
And I'm thinking.
Oh, man.
Maybe 6 feet. God. So far down.
I'm dying to do karaoke so bad, dude.
We got
to
make a karaoke night. Dude. Oh, dudes and dudettes. Let's have a karaoke night on VR chat. Now, Mike, I know your problem with VR chat because it.
Oh, there's a lot of problems.
But maybe we can set something up. Would you like that at home? Email us, Facebook.
I don't sing, so good luck. I'll just record it.
Just be audience.
You could do John's spoken word.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, Rocket Man?
Rocket Man.
Nope.
Well, man, when was that?
Oh, no one needs to cover WAP then. Ben Shapiro already did John's rendition of it.
Dude.
Oh, I have to leave right now.
Ben Shapiro.
Also, don't feel bad, Mike. VR chat kills my computer, too, and that thing is a beast. It doesn't like existing in that. I don't know what's wrong with it.
It's my computer.
What are your settings?
There might have been the problem because I had max settings on everything.
Yeah, because mine craps out too because I think it's like the world. It can't stay on for too long, taking in everything at the same time. Like you gotta definitely.
There's gotta be a lot of like no motion in the world. Everything's gotta be still.
Everyone stands.
Because I went
still.
To go find an avatar and I wandered into an open server and I was like, oh, there's people here. Well, time to mute and not talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then like,
time to lurk.
And then every time I turned a corner, it would like freeze and then lag to the point of everyone around me would freeze and then it would just like funk. Even, like the Matrix was loading in, and then all the like,
guns, lots of guns,
and all of the lines of like all the avatars are just loaded in like a snapshot. It's like, okay.
Once I found mine, I stuck to it, and then after that, my computer just chugged.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Even like the YouTube like streamers who do that very often, like they can't go into pro. They always say like someone's gonna crash the server with Doug Dimmadong's hat infinite. And
infinite.
It just breaks the server.
I'm thinking it's just not optimized well, and that's the issue.
Yeah. I chose my 9'12" Hank Hill avatar, and I'm sticking to it.
That might be why you're crashing.
Oh no, my computer's just junk.
I was gonna say, Mike, you should try and like the private, because I've for the recording we did, which you can find on YouTube and Facebook and all that. We actually just did. I picked the smallest rooms, and if it has to be like not over 120 megabytes or whatever.
Yeah,
like they have smaller rooms that I think because you were handling some stuff well.
Oh yeah, it was I could give it a try, but my computer was like breathing its last breath.
We'll definitely look into that because yeah, or just have you know,
yeah, for real, just be on a Discord call.
But
I was about to say that I can do.
But also with the Nickelback hate, I think they're just jealous because his wife is cool.
Who's his wife?
His wife,
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, she is cool.
Oh my God, they're still married?
Everyone loves Avril Lavigne. Oh, still married? I don't know. But he has married her at once.
Some great memes came out of Nickelback.
I would have took the Lavigne name.
Also, I heard she's a robot or was replaced, like she's a clone or something.
Yeah, I heard that one too.
Unconfirmed, of course, but
I heard that one as well.
Yeah, she doesn't like being within like 3 feet of her fans or something like that. Yeah,
she was actually married to Sum 41 rocker Derek Whibley before they split. And then her second husband.
Whibley, it's a name.
She chose Kroger over Whibley.
Kroger!
Definitely a step up. Speaking of Kroger, though, I would consider the Nightmare Before Elm Street. Christmas on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I knew it was something. I always get it. There's too many words to remember. Those little articles I heard. But anyways, Nightmare on Elm Street. I consider that a guilty pleasure. Like, it's definitely one of those.
I just imagine Freddy Krueger.
Cult films.
Is it Freddy? Yeah. Is that who's in those? Freddy Krueger?
Freddy, yeah.
Just like popping up in Nightmare Before Christmas. Just.
This is Halloween.
Oh, just man, I really wanted to say confused. Something, but...
Yeah, I wanted to throw a word at the end of that. Yeah. You audience, if you've seen Nightmare Before Elm Street, you know the word.
See, you guys thought that, but I thought the flip of that. I thought of the scene where that girl's
Nightmare
in the bath.
Under Elm Street?
No, where that girl's in the bath and Freddy's hand comes up, but it's Jack Skellington's hand.
He goes, what's this?
What's this? What's this? God.
Or he was the Sandy Claus. But, yep, Derek Whibley, Sum 41 rocker. Chad Kroger of Nickelback. And here's another one. I don't know if you guys know. Josie of Saliva.
Who? What?
Saliva.
Josie Scott, I believe.
What was the song they made?
I don't know, but they did Hero with Chad Kroger, which was on Spider-Man. And they say that a hero
I love that song.
Save... I do too. I
love that song.
We need that. That is the anthem for 2020 to save us. Yeah, Josie Scott.
Hey, would you need a hero, please?
Okay. That is not the Josie Scott that I was looking for. I will not even get
click,
into that.
Click, click, boom. That's the song that they made.
Click, click, boom.
Saliva?
Yeah.
They remind me of like, what's that other S name band?
Stained?
No.
Simple Plan?
No, it's a one word, like Seether.
Seether. Seether is also a band that is inferior to Nickelback.
Like, I know they've made music, but I can't think of a single thing that they've
they
done.
They did a very beautiful duet with
Amy Lee.
Amy Lee of Evanescence.
That's the only song I know by them.
Broken, I think it was called.
Yep, Broken.
That one?
Yep.
See, like how I do, I call every, like, Imagine Dragon-sounding band Black Keys. I think I do that. Is that Nickelback? When it could be, like, a slew of bands unheard of.
I'm going to have to start calling Cage the Elephant the Flaming Lips because... Ho! They sound a lot like the Flaming Lips back in the day.
Really?
Yep.
I do like the stuff that you were showing was pretty nice. But yeah.
I think it's time to unveil this guilty pleasure.
Busted.
You all know it. I have an insatiable attraction to peanut butter.
You know,
that is a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Yes.
What?
You?
I can survive on peanut butter alone.
As you were saying that sentence, I instantly thought peanut butter, and I thought about it as a joke.
No, like, legitimately, I have an aversion to eating peanut butter. Like, I will choose peanut butter over hot meals sometimes.
I will choose
peanut butter over hot meals.
I'd say it's over 50% of the time.
Oh, yeah. Have you had this, have you tried this peanut butter sandwich where you just take toasted bread, put peanut butter on it, and then dunk it in the hot chocolate?
Not Ooh. Hot chocolate, but when I'm feeling spicy, I do toast my bread.
That is a
hot
meal.
Try the hot chocolate.
That is a hot meal at that
point. Because it tastes like a Reese's toast. Peanut butter cup.
Peanut butter on toast. Oh, man. You should try it on a bagel or something. Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Ants in a log?
English muffin?
Oof. Maybe.
Peanut butter on... I know honey goes really well.
The Nooks and Crannies English muffins? I have, like, the huge dips.
I have had, like, banana and peanut butter before, which wasn't bad because, like, the banana is super Elvis subtle. Presley.
Or you could just, like, empty a caulking tube, just fill it with peanut butter.
I feel like you don't have to empty one. I feel like they just sell them empty, and you could just... Just fill one up.
Yeah, there you go.
So the end of this rabbit hole is... Wow, for that was a wheel. Anyways, you want to hear another one of my... It is true, and no one talks about it. Look it up. I'm saying it on Rage and Dirt Alert. The peanut butter guilty pleasure is going to be buried. I'm saying it. It's true.
My train has been derailed. My peanut butter train.
So I love reality TV. When it comes to Big Brother, when it comes to, what's the other one other than Big Brother?
The Real World?
The Real World. Now they have, I think in college.
What?
I just straight up watched Real World, one season specifically.
Are you also confused?
Oh, I love those dating shows.
What?
What?
I've never seen Big Brother, but I definitely used to mess with The Real World.
Don't worry.
And Jersey Shore. I watched a lot of Jim Tan Laundry type stuff.
I've never watched the Jersey Shore. But I think Mike's broken.
Man.
Like yeah, that, you also broke me. What kind of segue was what you just did from peanut butter to this?
You've done a lot of segues. Like, a lot.
Well, it's not a segue if we keep talking about
No, I'm retreating back to it. I'm circling back.
We can't retreat back to it. We can only move forward.
We can only move forward.
Reality TV, great. The Rock of Love.
Rock of Love.
I watched the crap out of that. Bret Michaels' balding ass with that bandana over his head.
Dude, they had a whole episode of, all right, can you guys deal with my diabetes? And they made an entire episode of Bret Michaels' diabetes, which is real, but I think one girl was like, I can't do it.
It's a deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker. And I think she won too. Like, it didn't even matter to her.
What? She's like, I can't take it. I'm going to keep you on the show, even though you can't take my diabetes. I want.
Then he forgot about it, and then she won. You're going to have to deal with your diabetes.
Forgot about diabetes.
Away from me.
Oh, my God.
Separate from our relationship. And he's like, I can do that. Oh, man. Flavor of Love. Also.
Flavor of Love. Man. I think Flavor of Love had, like, one of the best contestants ever, Hoops. I was like, Hoops. But
Another, I actually typed in list of guilty pleasures.
Oh, what about that I Love Money where that guy's beating on his chest and passes out?
What?
I'm gonna leave you guys with this. He says the most inspirational thing. You can do whatever you want. And it's all up to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he just starts making noises and beating on his chest until he passes out. That's how he finishes his speech.
Oh my gosh, I kind of want to look that up.
It's good.
Yeah, let's hear this list.
Okay, so there is a list because I typed in, because I was having trouble finding guilty pleasures myself. Mm-hmm. And I just typed in a list. What's people's guilty pleasures? And I found some real dumb ones. Like, this is a guilty pleasure.
Like eating peanut butter.
But sometimes I take hot baths and have a little bit of wine and just, put some bubbles in it. And that's just my guilty pleasure. I'm like, shut up.
That sounds relaxing. That's awesome.
That sounds great. I've been wanting to take a bath for so long. Track me through the podcast. I've probably mentioned it many, many times. But, yes, baths are cool. I don't know who's been telling you that bathwater is like bad or taboo. Take a
with
bath.
Bubbles in it.
You know what? I sat down from a shower. I just started letting it fill up. That's my guilty pleasure.
Covered the drain with my left butt cheek. Just let it fill up.
Holy moly. What a wild ride this episode is, right?
Yeah.
This is us
just
filling,
a little bit.
Filling the bathtub, if you will. This is us putting the
We've
left,
drawn our own baths with this one.
We have put our left butt cheek on the drain. We are letting it fill. But anyways, yeah, I don't think that's a guilty pleasure. But romantic movies, a lot of people consider those, like rom-coms.
I guess in a way they could be guilty-ish.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, those are.
The only rom-com I could think of is that one that's not really a rom-com because the main character is like a bad person.
I Miss My Exit. That one.
My Best Friend's
My
Wedding.
My Best Friend's
with
wedding.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is romantic and it is a comedy, but the protagonist is definitely not a good person.
Terrible person.
But and it's filmed. It's one of the short list of films actually filmed in Chicago. It might be, this was like a while ago I looked it up, but very little films were actually filmed in Chicago, other than Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and there's some other famous ones.
Batman?
But,
Dark Knight?
Yeah, Dark Knight as well. But yeah, it's usually filmed in other locations. But yeah, My Best Friend's Wedding. It's on Netflix now.
Is it?
Yeah, so if you want to ramp up your guilty pleasures, go on out. But another one. Go ahead.
50 First Dates. I actually like that movie.
With Adam Sandler?
And
I think
Drew Barrymore.
Mike actually loves Adam Sandler.
Yeah. sure no. do.
But I low-key
Is that a guilty
really
pleasure
like no. 50 First Dates.
I would consider liking Adam Sandler films kind of a guilty pleasure. Because I feel like a lot of them are hit or miss.
He's got like two good films and that's it.
Let's hear him.
Huh?
Is him?
Oh,
Billy Madison.
Little Nicky and Billy Madison.
And also,
I've seen only one of those.
Happy Gilmore.
See, I'm not a fan of Happy Gilmore, no. But I can understand why people like it. But Billy Madison just hit everything for me.
Billy Madison is the one.
Yeah.
I have one. It is called Repo, the Genetic Opera.
I guess that is a rom-com, isn't it?
No, it's not a rom-com. It is a rock opera.
Musical.
It's absurd.
Rock opera. What is it? It's not the one with.
It's good.
It's Neil Patrick Harris, is it?
No, he's not in it. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is about like a society that's addicted to surgery, and these people go to like crypts to like take this stuff called Zydrate out of bodies, and it's absurd. Hmm. Like the whole plot's absurd.
It's good.
It is. It is so good. And I catch myself singing all the time. Zydrate comes in a little glass vial.
A little glass vial?
A little glass vial. And the little glass vial goes into the gun like a battery.
Is that on anything right now?
No.
No. It's impossible to find.
I have the DVD.
Yeah, like you got to find like hard copies of it.
I think I have the DVD still. I
have to
double check.
Maybe. It sort of reminds me of the one Neil Patrick Harris. He was like a mad scientist with Felicia Day.
I feel like it falls more with that cult classic musical.
Transylvania.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I feel like it falls more with that and not with the Neil Patrick Harris one, which is about
like a vlog or something.
I don't know this movie.
It's not a movie.
I should know it.
It's like a web series.
Is Dr. Horrible?
Dr. Horrible.
There,
yeah.
That's what it was.
Dr. Horrible was about like a super villain or something like that.
It used to be on Netflix, but I don't think it is.
It's gone.
What is Felicia Day's show that she had?
You think I know? Something.
The only one I know is like Supernatural Mystery Science Theater.
The other one, the older one.
Where it was like her and her guild?
It's called The Guild.
The Guild, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that one.
But that was a web series,
that
too.
That used to be on Netflix. It might be on Hulu, but I don't think
that
it
was
is.
Actually really funny and really cool. I'd definitely recommend The Guild with Felicia Day. Honestly, I haven't checked. It might still be on Netflix. I don't think so, but
if we get the chance, we have to watch Repo, the Genetic Opera, though, because the music slaps so hard.
I want to see that now.
I'll double check to see if I have it. I might have got rid of it a long time ago. But
if you do, we have to watch it.
Yeah.
You've definitely piqued my interest. But
I can stream it on Discord.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. Go. Yeah, I'd definitely watch
easy.
That.
It's
so good. Maybe the new Region Nerd Alert Discord that we put
viewers can watch.
Only 10 people could fit in the watch room.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
claim your spot.
It's us four plus Paul, so that's five. And then
five
we
more people can watch Repo if I still have it.
But also, I guess listening to music on repeat is sort of a guilty pleasure.
Like that's, the same song?
Yeah, that's what they say. Gotta say, when Frozen came out, that soundtrack, man, I let it go, man.
Yeah, I guess. Like, when I find, like, a really good new song, I just hit back over and over over again.
Yeah. The day that I got The Emperor's New Groove when it came out,
yeah.
I literally watched it from sun up to sundown.
That's a great movie.
I'm not kidding,
that
dude.
That is a great movie.
I watched it from the moment I got it until I went to bed.
Okay, since we're not talking about, like, bad movies anymore. I've watched Gangs of New York at least 35 times
this
year.
The amount of you watching, was it a 4-hour movie?
Yes.
The amount of you watching a 4-hour movie over and over,
well, man,
I would say
this,
it's
I
a
definitely
guilty,
have guilty
pleasure.
Pleasures.
It's so, it's
I'm gonna
so
say,
good.
Let's name it if that's the, we'll open it up.
I was about
up.
To say, it's got to be the closing time soon. Like, closing time.
We actually still got like, I'd say 6 minutes.
6 minutes I'm standing here. Oh, anyways.
But I guess one of my movies when I was younger was Toy Story. But now a movie that's a high replay value for me that maybe not for others is Sucker Punch. Have you guys
seen that one time?
I've not seen it.
The music. I love the music. I love the aesthetic of everything. And honestly, like, it's just a movie that I can watch over and over again without getting bored because there's so much happening with it. And the story, like, it's not a great movie. It's not even a good movie at all. But replay value, I can watch that over and over.
Okay.
Heather?
Your turn.
It's not movies, it's games. I have lost literally thousands of hours of my life to Overwatch and Destiny and Final Fantasy. Yeah.
Can you give me a single player game that's not online oriented that you've played like over and over again?
Probably not to the like the hour time of it, but Uncharted and maybe Legend of Zelda or Ocarina of Time.
Because I can't tell you how many times I've tried starting up Final Fantasy VII only to stop at Midgar and then restart again later.
I've
right
actually
back
done
beginning.
Marathons where I've beaten Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 in like a week because they're really short games. I'm like, oh, I just feel like playing this.
Those are super fun, too.
And then you just bust it all out in like 3 days. Like, they each take like 1 day each.
That was me like with the Prince of Persia series, too. Specifically Warrior Within, which is my...
I think
entire existence.
Maybe Kingdom Hearts 2 back in the PS2 days when I put like 300 hours in it just running around killing Heartless on top of Simba's Mountain.
Are you talking about the worst game ever?
No,
in
Kingdom
the worst
Hearts
series
2.
Ever? Oh, yeah, the worst series ever, yeah.
2.
Yeah, the worst series ever. Yeah.
2.
I'm just
going to kick your kneecaps in.
Stoking fires over here.
You're going to like be walking like a dinosaur with your knees backwards.
Oh, see, that's your guilty pleasure right there. You like that terrible series.
That's not a guilty pleasure. I'm on this boat with dozens of other people. We're all sitting on it hating it.
They're all wrong.
Oh, we know. We all hate it. We all hate it here. Our thing is, we hate this.
Not many things of media has gave me a good cry in my life than the Kingdom Hearts series.
Oh, we're going to talk about crying because I just cried over Final Fantasy the other day.
So. Oh, my God.
Wait, on Final Fantasy Online?
Yeah, I cried hardcore about that.
Dang, that story
What'd you
must
do?
Pick up.
The story for Shadowbringers causes tears.
Dang, I'm like in the very beginning.
Yeah, like Shadowbringers story beginning to end is just full-on emotional roller coaster of pain.
I need to stop. Oh, Shadowbringers is an expansion, right?
Yeah, it's the newest. The latest one, yeah.
Because okay, I've just been like flipping through it, trying to catch up.
No, that's
someone.
Fine. You could ignore AR.
Yeah. I was like, there was a movie recently that had me tearing up. It was Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
The last movie, man. I was like, man, is my heart ever going to feel anything ever again?
I can see that one. Yeah.
I don't remember.
It hurts. So
I don't
much.
Remember, but the books made me cry a few times.
I guess it's like the finality of something, like the ending.
Yeah.
causes you to cry because you don't want it to be over.
Oh, that yeah. I was like, well, I mean, this, I was like, okay, I need this to be over because, my God, these characters have gone through so much. But yeah.
I
want to
say
like,
it's when Sirius died, I cried.
Wow, spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Pretty sure.
Dumbledore dies.
Oh, my God. Have you guys read about that? Like, back in the day, like, as soon as Harry Potter, the book was released, they go through the town. Voldemort killed! Voldemort killed! I remember hearing it on the news, and they played the clip and just bleeped out who he killed. But they left the Voldemort killed. Beep! Like, well, I know he killed someone.
Right now. Now I know someone does. Yeah.
That's a spoiler.
But
I'm going to write a five-page essay in 12.5 font with cited sources about...
12.5 font? That's kind of small, isn't it?
No, it's about slightly bigger than what you usually can, but also extends your letter size just enough so that like a four-page essay becomes a five-page essay.
Double space.
I always made my periods 20 size.
Kids at home, if you want tips on writing your paper.
Make all your punctuations bigger than the rest.
Use the two-space method after each punctuation part.
Or if you need to hit a certain word count, just change the color to white. And then just type a bunch of random stuff at the end of your essay.
I've never heard of that.
I've never thought
that
about
is really
that.
Good.
That's good.
Yep.
Mine would always be really spaced out, like
justified. So it's like one word here,
you
one word in the middle.
The letter spacing was like always super minuscule, but it made sense. And
nope, you got to hit that word count, man. Just change it to white and start typing away.
Huge headers. Oh man, this episode is just. We're teaching you how to cheat.
And apparently we're learning stuff about Elvis.
And if you want to hear what we said about Elvis, because I will bleep that, join the Discord, because that's where we can say
that's
it.
Where we'll continue.
That's where I will tell you the 12.5 font.
And then we'll
space
probably
paper.
Mod him, because I am now a mod.
We're going to mod Elvis?
We're going to mod Jose.
I think God modded Elvis.
Oh!
And I don't feel bad for saying that.
Oh, God.
Check the Discord. Why I don't feel. But anyways, another.
That's a quote.
that's set in stone. Calling in sick to work when you're not really sick. That is also.
this one from Guilty Pleasures is just life hacks.
Life hacks?
Everything I looked up for Guilty Pleasures, that's like.
Maybe in the end, it's just. You shouldn't feel guilty about like what you like.
Because in the end, it doesn't even matter.
See?
Yep.
That is,
in the end.
That is it.
All right.
That is the moral of this podcast.
Oh, wait. One last movie. Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
I tried to watch that, and I fell asleep.
I understand that, because that movie is so stupid. What were you saying, Skylar?
Lost it.
It got deleted like a sim.
Yeah.
Well, would you guys like to... introduce yourselves for the last time.
Oh no, we're gone.
Okay, for the episode.
We're getting modded now.
Yeah.
What is it called? Deintroduce? I don't know.
Or exit?
The outros? Exit?
Yeah, outro.
Outros.
Oh, is that? That's called?
For the de-outro, I'm Mike, a.k.a. Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's.
The de-outro.
De-outro, my name is Skylar. You can follow me on Twitter at @OfficiallyOVA or Bandcamp at @OVAlier.
All right, and?
Hi there, I'm going to be Deli Hands with one S on Twitter and two S's on Instagram.
And you can follow Region Nerd Alert on Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere where podcasts are streaming.
What's the app?
NPR One app.
Thanks for listening, and thank you, Lakeshore Public Radio, for keeping this show on the air.
Thank
you. Yep, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.